The nation hit a milestone last week, the deadline for signing up for coverage provided by the Affordable Care Act. Despite an unbelievable torrent of mistakes, criticisms, deceptive ads, and outright lies, remember the claims of so-called death panels, enrollment in the newly created health marketplaces hit an estimated 7 million enrollees, the goal set by the administration last June. In addition, an estimated 3 million uninsured got coverage through an expanded Medicaid program, which provides insurance to the poor. And 3 million young adults obtained insurance through their family's coverage due to the option of allowing coverage of young adults up to the age of 26. The Obama administration lost an important 2 months this fall when the federal website offering health insurance crashed. Critics immediately leaped on the failure, pummeling the administration, arguing that it was clear evidence of the federal government's inability to handle complex services, and thus bolstered their calls for savaging it and other public programs. Lost in all of this toxic debate was the reason for the program in the first place. As many as 50 million Americans, in many cases our neighbors and friends, were without health insurance. Not only was it a national disgrace, it meant serious illnesses, bankruptcies, and early deaths for those without coverage. So the Obama administration pulled off something that had eluded presidents for decades, a near-universal program to provide health insurance primarily for those between the ages of 18 and 65. Reasonable people can differ on whether the program is the best way to provide coverage, but it is unreasonable not to do something about the health scourge resulting from the lack of health insurance. And opponents never offered anything except attacks. Attacks that were increasingly shrill and unhinged from the reality of the program. Like auto insurance, all the Affordable Care Act requires is that people without government or employer-sponsored health insurance have to buy it. And if you're in middle income or less, the government will provide subsidies to help you to pay for it. Nothing sinister about that. In fact, the state of Massachusetts did something similar, and now 98% of its residents have coverage. New York State has its own health marketplace. Created by Governor Cuomo, the state has made remarkable progress in offering coverage, with over 800,000 New Yorkers now getting coverage through the state's health exchange, plus thousands more are covered through Medicaid. As part of this year's budget agreement, the governor was successful in getting recalcitrant Senate Republicans to agree to a budget that funded the program for another year. Good news, right? The percentage of Americans without health insurance has dropped from more than 20% in the fall to about 15% today. The program has provided the single biggest expansion of health insurance coverage since the establishment of Medicare and Medicaid in the 1960s. But opponents still keep up their attacks in order to keep up the perception that the Affordable Care Act is a failure, even if it's not. But why? Obviously, there are some who are opposed on policy grounds. They think that the nation could offer coverage through other mechanisms. Fair enough. But for those who smear the program, what do they want? They appear to be putting their own ideological or political priorities ahead of the needs of tens of millions of Americans, people who need help, a safety net to protect them, both financially and medically. Such callous indifference to the needs of real people is one of the reasons why people feel so disgusted with American politics. Yet tuning out of the debate only ensures that those who are most cynical will prevail. Let's not get caught up in the false debates. Let's remember that this is what government is supposed to do, help people in need. That's all for now. I'll be keeping an eye on the Capitol, and we'll talk to you again next week.